Good evening. Welcome to the Soleri Report. Today is Thursday, February 9th, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight, Precious Metals Market Report with Franklin Sanders. We've got a lot to talk about, that's for sure. Our theme tonight is the Matrix deals to second base. Every time I turned around this week, we were watching all sorts of slick tricks, and I was so glad last week we talked to John Rappaport about the nuts and bolts of the Matrix, because I was watching the various techniques unfold all week long. We have the transcript up from that interview, and it was a great one. If you haven't listened to it, I recommend or take a look at the transcript. There's some great insights that I think you might find valuable, and again, the feedback from subscribers was really terrific. And in fact, tonight, Franklin and I have been conversing this week about disinformation, so we're going to talk a little bit about disinformation in the precious metals market specifically. I'm going to be this Saturday in Palm Springs at the technically Indian Wells at the Cambridge House Natural Resources Conference. It's free if you register online. I think it's $20 if you come, but it's described and you can connect in the events section. And it's a real perfect time to be talking about natural resources. We just saw announcements today on Bloomberg that the U.S. Has reversed a two-year decline in energy independence. We're now estimated in the first 10 months of this, or in 2011, to be producing 81% of our energy domestic. Part of it is the decisions related to gas and the enormous increase in natural gas production in the country. In fact, we're now becoming a natural gas exporter. It's getting so significant. And today, NRC approved the first first nuclear plant in decades. Two nuclear plants in Georgia got licenses from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which is, wonder what Germany thinks of that after what they did after the tsunami. Very interesting development. So lots to talk about on the natural resource front. And then Sunday I'll be flying back from Palm Springs on Sunday morning, and I'll be at Friendly Favors in Emeryville talking about the global financial system. Again, you can link to that from the website. That'll be 2 hours of very interactive dialogue. It's free with donations requested, but you need to RSVP. So again, link to it from the events section. There's a great new special Soleri report. The hot topic of this tax season is foreign reporting. We've been disclosing the squabble with Vagland Bank in Switzerland and some of the efforts to bring in tax revenues. I'm going to be talking about it more with Franklin, but the pressure is on foreign reporting filing. If you follow Soleri and follow the Soleri blog, you know we write a lot about the FBAR forms, which is a form you're expected to file by June 30 of every year. If you had foreign holdings of certain kinds of more than $10,000 during the year before, then PFIC filings, Passive Foreign Investment Corporation, you've heard us talk about as well. But the new one this year, when you file your annual financials coming from the FACTA requirements, coming from the higher jobs legislation in 2010, and there's something called a Form 8938, if you have more than $50,000 in a foreign financial account, that needs to be done. And I'm hoping this article will help you or the special report will help you. But feel free to print it out or give the link to your CPA or tax preparer or family or friends that you think are connected, because the fines, if you are not compliant, are pretty hideous. So, again, this is the hot topic of this tax season, so it's all there. A really good report by my attorney and Soleri's Attorney General Counsel, Carolyn Betts.